Good morning and aloha. Recently, the Dalai Lama arrived in Honolulu. This well-known Tibetan spiritual leader came to Hawaii for a program called Pillars of Peace Hawaii, Building Peace on a Foundation of Aloha, a community peace-building event sponsored by the Hawaii Community Foundation. Dalai Lama, named Tenzin Gyatso when born, is the 14th Dalai Lama who escaped Tibet in 1959 following the Chinese suppression of an uprising in Lhasa. He spent the last 53 years in exile in Dharamsala, India, which was the seat of the Tibetan government in exile. In that time, the Dalai Lama has come to be regarded as an international symbol of peace and compassion, as well as a gently outspoken champion of human rights and cultural preservation. He was awarded the Nobel Prize in 1989 for his ongoing nonviolent struggle to liberate Tibet. This gentle, peace-minded man, although guarded heavy security, came embodied with the spirit of aloha, as he is described in the newspaper, as appealing to the students with his relaxed, joking, and happy manner. What impresses me about this leader is how he is readily able to embrace aloha in his life. Monshu Otani, head of the Jodo Shinshu Order, in his new book, The Buddha's Call to Awaken, points out that at present we stand at a great turning point in history. As we assume our role in it, he states, it is an age of uncertainty, burdened as it is with numerous problems in our lives as individuals as well as members of society. As the bonds of society erode, people are becoming increasingly isolated from one another. At a time when people now expect to live into the 80s and gives hope for a longer life, there is a great deal of fear because we don't know how we will really live our lives. The economic crisis that hit the world in the autumn of 2008 has increased the feelings of uncertainty. There are people who suddenly find themselves dismissed and out of a job. There are young people who are shut out of their companies they wish to apply to. There are housewives who must now look for part-time work. There are seniors who wonder how they can make ends meet on their meager retirement pensions. The advances of technology and economics have made the realization of man's dreams possible, but at the same time they have increased his greed beyond bounds. This desire disregards others and gives birth to inequality and discrimination. The rapid urbanization of society causes the weakening of the sense of community solidarity. The Monshu speaks to the root of the present crisis as a problem of human-centered thinking. As we look back on history, we can see no solution to the problem of human desires. Though it goes without saying that a person and his desires go hand in hand, one cannot be allowed to indulge them unchecked. Therefore, the problem of human desire has long been a problem addressed by religion. Kevin Taketa, the president and CEO of the Hawaii Community Foundation that sponsored the Dalai Lama's visit to Hawaii, speaks to the issue the Monshu addresses in an article in the Star Bulletin, Star Advertiser, I'm sorry. He says that hardly a day goes by without some headline in the news about another human-to-human atrocity. Differences in race, culture and religion seem to create opportunities for bloodshed, mayhem, and oppression. How can one find reason for optimism and faith amidst such horror? Kevin says that we are fortunate to have the Dalai Lama with us in Hawaii because the greatest message of his visit is this: to create a society where peace is built on the foundation of aloha takes action. We cannot pretend that the aloha spirit will endure without a conscious effort to preserve it. As islanders, we are all closely linked and depend on each other's actions, so much so that it is impossible to separate the notion of environmental or economic sustainability from the notion of personal and community interdependence. Kevin says that we can all be pillars of peace. We can promote a just and equitable society that meets its most difficult challenges head-on, with mutual respect for differences and the grace to find common ground. Damonshu and Kevin Takeda bring the reality of life as it is to the forefront of our lives. We have many challenges to address in these uncertain times. Kevin addresses that peace in society is based on the foundation of aloha. I have heard the Dalai Lama say that aloha is beautiful, but difficult to practice. Is this not the same with Buddhism? Our human self-centered nature is at the core of the problem. The ego that likes to see everything from only his or her point of view, not necessarily from the truth or true reality. The ego is considered thickly crusted and difficult to break into. Why must I care about things that don't have a personal gain for me? I am most important. The interdependent nature of life, that all things are intricately connected and dependent on the other. I can buy into that, so long it does not take away from my personal space. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? This is what us humans face every day in the mundane world we live in. The ancient Hawaiian people lived on an island environment and totally dependent on its natural resources and understood the interdependent nature of life. They lived it daily so that they could survive. I believe that this is why they understood aloha, the caring of all things, their land, living things, and one another, with respect. Living it was part of their lives. Today, we are faced with distractions that challenge us all the time. We are disconnected from the real realities of living, and there are many, as has been stated by the Monshu, that modern technology with its advances had made man's dream possible, but at the same time, man's greed has increased beyond bounds, have put many people's lives in uncertainty and fear, and have isolated us from each other. The reality that environmental and economic concerns can make or break us is ever more apparent. We have answers to create peace and harmony in our lives as well as in the world around us. The Monshu says it. The Dalai Lama says it. It is with the spirit of aloha and with our teachings that we do this. But to practice is difficult to say, or do we just do it? My mother-in-law always reminds me, just do it with your heart. It's in your heart. And I think that she is right about this, I've begun to understand. The aloha spirit is already with us in our hearts. We just need to embrace it and allow it to flourish. Amida is also with us and in our heart. And trusting in Amida's compassion awakens our heart and allows us to see ourselves as foolish beings and supports us as we respond to his great compassion to try to live the best life we can with aloha in our hearts. To find out for yourself if this is true or not will not be known for sure if one just thinks about it. But by continually saying it is hard or difficult to practice will get you nowhere. Living it activates our lives and goes beyond the constant questioning. Thank you, Dalai Lama, for your visit to Hawaii and helping us to see that we must take the question of our salvation beyond saying it is difficult to practice. We must live it with our hearts. May we live the Nembutsu life and thereby realize the true aloha spirit in our lives and foster peace and harmony for ourselves as well as for the world around us. Namo Amida Butsu.